the US and Iran are once again attacking each other's military targets.
We bombed the hell out of them last night.
It can be hard to keep up with exactly where this conflict is at, so let's go through it. It's been over 4 months since the US and Israel started bombing Iran and killed its supreme leader in February. Iran hit back at Israel and US bases and allies in the Middle East, and it closed the Strait of Hormuz, a key oil shipping route. Since then, there's been developments it was hoped would lead to lasting peace. There was a 2-week ceasefire in April, and in mid-June, the US and Iran agreed to another ceasefire, signing a memorandum of understanding designed to lead to further negotiations to end the war. After that, some commercial traffic started flowing through the Strait of Hormuz again, which was seen as a good sign for economies around the world which have been hit hard by its closure. But now, after days of worsening relations, there have been more strikes and ongoing confusion about what's going on in the Strait of Hormuz. The US says it's completed 3 rounds of attacks against Iran in response to Iran attacking a civilian ship in the strait. Iran has hit back, striking multiple US bases in neighbouring Arab countries. Iran also says it's closed the Strait of Hormuz, but according to the US Central Command and Donald Trump,
it's open.
The US president's also been insisting America's doing well in negotiations.
They're very, very evil and sick people. We had meetings with them for the last... They agreed to a deal yesterday.
But Iran's main negotiator, Mohammad Beghair Eghaleibov, has posted on social media that, quote, the era of one-sided deals is over. Keep your word or pay the price. So is this a return to all-out war? Hussein Ibish is a senior resident scholar at the Arab Gulf States Institute in Washington. And he says, not quite.
I think we're closer than ever to a return to all-out war, but there is this diplomatic pathway still open.
He says neither country wants to get into a full-blown war, but Iran is more willing to than the US because it considers this conflict an existential threat.
The weaker power is just willing to tolerate anything and go to any lengths and does not ultimately care about the cost.
Another expert, Yossi Meckelberg from International Affairs Institute Chatham House, says the signs are not pointing to de-escalation, and the climate between the two countries is not exactly conducive to negotiation.
One of the basic tenets of negotiation is building trust. And right now, obviously what happened on the ground doesn't help with trust. It's also the venomous language that comes from both sides.
He says while it's not clear exactly how all this will play out, the current attacks are creating real instability in the Middle East.